Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. All right. Welcome to episode 142. So I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about in this episode. I think it's really cool that I can literally just talk about whatever, and usually I can come up with a good point and some value. I really dig that. So I was thinking about this the other day, and when I was thinking about it, I happened to be at my day job. I was at my 9 to 5. If y'all listen to the podcast, you know that I still work a 9 to 5. I run a sales team for an ad tech company in Chicago. So anyway, I was thinking about what I wanted to do for this episode. And at the time, I was just sitting there thinking about this. One of my coworkers was kind of clowning on me for something that I said earlier that day in a meeting. Apparently, it was hilarious, but I didn't really remember it. But I had a meeting that day, and it was an important meeting. I'm in sales at this company, and it was with an agency client of ours, and I was running the meeting, answering questions, doing my sales thing. And at one point, one of the senior folks from the agency side asked a question about some aspect of my company's tech platform, and they kept pushing and pushing and digging, kind of skeptical it seemed. So I answered and answered, you know, more detail until I was done. And I was like, you know, does that make sense? Does that answer your question? And her answer was simple. She just said, yep. And then, and apparently this is the funny part, I said, okie dokie. I just kept going on. Not okay, or okie doke. I hit him with a hard okie dokie, and that's kind of fitting for me. I just kind of say weird things like that. I've got some catchphrases I say, but in that setting, I guess it was kind of funny. I am a senior sales director after all. It is a senior role. It was a big meeting. There is money on the line. I also am a grown ass man. I'm 31 years old. So I guess, okay, in retrospect, that's kind of funny. Whatever, saying okie dokie. But in knowing myself, this is very me. Not just being silly and goofy and not taking things seriously, which is me, but it's very me in the sense that it's reflective of a mindset that I have towards life, towards bullshit, towards drama, towards stress. It's this mindset that I am unavailable to those things. I am unavailable to react to things or people or situations that make no sense to react to. I'm unavailable to give my emotions over to things or people that don't deserve them. I'm unavailable to give my emotion over to things and people where doing so will have no effect, where doing so won't all of a sudden make them love me or respect me. So it's this idea of I'm unavailable to react to everything in life. And when I recognize a situation that I can't change or can't improve right now, or one where, you know, someone or something is going to suck up all of my good energy if I try to, my response is simple. I say, okie dokie, and I move on. It's kind of that simple for me. That's kind of how I've learned and grown to approach life. And I think I'd love for you to see the power that this mindset has, this power of making yourself unavailable, the power of reserving, protecting your energy in life, the power of not reacting to things that you don't have to react to. So this is a super simple message for this episode. It's the power of okie dokie. Not necessarily saying that. You could say, okay, whatever. But it's this mindset. It might sound silly, but it's a mindset. And, you know, as with most things that I talk about on this podcast, I'd say I'm like 80% there. I'm 80% to really living this truth all the time. I'm not perfect. I'd say, you know, 80% of the time, every time it works, right? That kind of thing. But I'd say it's a heck of an improvement to how I used to live, and probably how I imagine a lot of you live today, just reacting to everything, giving your energy over to bullshit, getting stressed out over things that you can never change. And frankly, things that you don't even need to want to change in the first place. Like I see this so much. It's how I used to be, certainly. Now that I've kind of come out of the fog of this, I see so clearly how unintentionally we give ourselves over to stress and bullshit so much. Like at work, for instance, just because this happened in a work setting, like people create so much drama at work. It's insane to me. I love the people I work with. I do. And I've worked at a couple other companies in my time as a working dude. I've had clients at all kinds of companies. I've been inside all kinds of companies. And I see people give their energy over to work drama all the time. Like over petty bullshit. Oh, you know, Rachel didn't CC you on that email. Oh, why is she blocking me out? Or, you know, that thing that Jake said in the meeting. Why didn't he ask me how my weekend was? Like bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. You know, we give our energy over to things and over to people without realizing it. And the same is obviously true in our personal lives. In our personal lives, randomly out on the street in line. Wherever, like we do this in every setting imaginable. Like, you get ghosted by that Tinder date. It's, fuck you, Becky. Like you weren't even that hot anyway. Or, you know, you got a table reservation for 8 p.m. and you show up. They're like, it's going to be 15 minutes. You're like, well, what the fuck? I made a reservation. Isn't that the point of a reservation? And then you get all bent out of shape. Or a friend cancels plans last second and you're all upset. So many examples. And I'm all for taking massive action in your life. I'm all for being stubborn. I'm all for asking for what you want, not taking no for an answer. I'm all for asking for a better table, skipping lines. Like I've done episodes in this before on the mentality of stepping up and being stubborn and fighting and fighting and fighting. But you know, I've also realized that life is about balance. It's about living that mindset, certainly. It's about, you know, doing big things, asking for more, being stubborn. But I think you're going to do yourself a big favor by simply saying okie dokie and protecting your energy. You're going to do yourself a big favor by not giving yourself over to drama and stress and inconvenience as much as you used to. You'll be far better off by saying okie dokie. I'll say okay from now on in this episode. You'll be far better off by saying okay and focusing your energy to something else instead. Seriously, I've learned this firsthand. I think it's so freeing. Like again, I'm not perfect. Far, far from it. But people seem to think that I'm like indifferent to stress when they see how I react to things. They're like, Case, you lost another Dion. I'm just like, okay. Or Case, man, that dude was so rude to you. What's up with that? And I'm like, I don't know. It's okay. Or Case, you've been waiting forever. Aren't you getting angry? And I'm just like, no, it's okay. Like I might appear to be some indifferent stress averse robot, but like that's hardly the truth. First of all, I stress a lot. I do. But I think I've gotten so much better about making fast decisions to either give my energy away if I think it's important, to invest my energy, or in the majority of instances now, to not. I say, okay. And I pivot my energy to the good things in my life, to the areas where I have momentum, to things and people that deserve it. Or I keep it to myself for safekeeping. Seriously, like I remember, I think I even mentioned this on an old episode, but I remember a year or two ago, there was this random dude on Twitter. He had a lot of followers at the time. I thought he had a lot of followers, maybe like 20,000 or something. And he was like a journalist or some kind of online writer. And he like randomly started attacking me on Twitter. I had just gotten a big piece of press written about me. And my guy here kind of just went nuts. He was like, Case is fake and Pursuit is fake and all his company is bullshit and all his numbers are fake and I didn't deserve the press. Like, why would they take the time to write about him? I was getting press from like Entrepreneur Magazine and Inc. Magazine, and he was like coming at me hard. And my natural reaction was, I got all riled up big time. I was like, who is this guy? Why does he hate me? Like, I have to change this. I was tweeting back at him. I was replying to him. Hey man, trying to change his opinion. And I remember doing all this. And amidst this, I remember my mentor, Adam, called me and he was like, Case, man, he was like, just calm down. He was like, don't do anything. Just let this guy tire himself out. Let him run himself in circles. You cannot change him. You're not going to magically make him like you. And as tough a pill as that was to swallow at the time, he was right. Like this clown ended up running in circles, chasing his tail, and I never heard from him again. And no one ended up caring because obviously he was wrong and he came off as a bit of an asshole, so he didn't do himself any favors. But like, I literally couldn't have changed his mind anyway, and frankly didn't need to in the first place. In that instance, I should have hit him with a okay and moved on. And that's a lesson that I've really come to learn and now really live, frankly, in my life. Like, I've made it my mission, a big focus of mine, to be unavailable to bullshit. I've made it my mission to protect myself, to protect my energy, because I've learned that reacting to everything in your life, losing control of what you react to, is a huge distraction to your growth. It certainly doesn't bring the right people into your life. It doesn't bring what's meant to be yours your way. All it does is distract you. And I realized that it is okay to be upset. Okay. It sure is. It is okay to feel what you're feeling, feel that frustration, be upset, whatever. That's normal. Definitely do that. But your power comes in how you respond. There's a difference between reacting and responding. It's okay to be like, man, you know, getting ghosted hurt. Ouch. It's okay to be upset with your friend or disappointed in someone or something or frustrated or annoyed. No problem. But it's in how you respond that dictates those feelings' impact on your life and your growth. It can either drain you and distract you, or it could just have no effect whatsoever. It's honestly up to you. And I recommend a response of okay to a lot of things that you normally wouldn't do that to. I recommend a response of okay to things that don't deserve a response, to people that don't deserve a response. You don't have to react. You don't have to give your energy away. You can say, okay, and move on. And doing that doesn't mean you're perfectly okay. It doesn't mean you're perfectly 100% cool with whatever's going on. It just means that you've learned that, I don't know any other way to say it, you're a badass motherfucker and you can rise above. You know, you could be the bigger person. You can choose peace and growth rather than distraction, rather than draining yourself for literally no good reason. You know, okay is a response in and of itself. It means, hey, you're secure in who you are right now. You're good enough right now. You don't need to change someone else's opinion or react to something that doesn't need to be changed or even acknowledged. It means that you're not content with giving away your power to someone else or to a situation you can't control. Bigger picture, it means you don't take things so personally. Because on the flip side, when you do get upset with something, say some bullshit at work drama, and you decide to let that stress get to you, and so you start reacting negatively, you shut off, you talk behind someone's back, you're taking that thing personally. But a response of okay means that you realize that this drama, whatever it is, isn't about you in the first place. It's not personal. It's about the other person. It has nothing to do with you. You're not worthless or any less because they can't see your worth. Like, that's on them. So for me, it's this idea of okay is so powerful because it will save you a lot of time and energy in the long run, because it will make you realize that you can't change everything or everyone. You're not going to all of a sudden get respect or be loved by someone just by reacting to it and trying to change it. You know, it's as the Beatles said, just let it be. Let it be, man. You don't need closure or to explain your point of view. You don't need to always say your opinion. You don't need to get the last word in. You certainly should if that person is important to you and you've made that decision. But like, that random bullshit, that inconvenience, that drama, say okay and move on. Like, there's so much inner peace in doing that. You're not chasing anything. You're not giving away your energy. You're simply unavailable to bullshit. And I get it. Like, this sounds good in theory. I wrote this and I was like, man, that sounds good, man. Good job, Case. But like, I get it. It's easier said than done. You know, after all, when you're in the moment and bullshit is happening, it's tough to be calm and reserved and be like, oh, well, Case said not to get upset, so I'm not going to. Like, I freaking get that. After all, I'm the dude who turns into another dude when like people hog the sidewalk or take forever at Chipotle. Like, little things. I just can't control myself. I get upset. I give my energy away in a split second. But something that's really helped put this into perspective for me comes from an author, Tim Desmond. He's the guy who wrote How to Stay Human in a Fucked Up World. I've mentioned this book before. Highly recommend. It's an easy, short read. But in the book, he talks about how people act from two primary motivations in life. Only two. There's two. And they're simple and relatable. They say that us humans, we make decisions from our desire to avoid discomfort and our desire to meet some need. Like every human is like this. Everything we do or say or don't do or don't say comes back to our innate drive to suffer less and be more well off, to avoid discomfort and meet needs. So this is how I operate. This is how you operate. And nowhere in those needs or desires is anything ill-willed or negative necessarily. Those are great motivators. I don't see a problem with that. Less stress, more needs being met. But the thing is, we're humans and we're imperfect. And it just means our execution is off. We mess up in how we live those motivations. We're good people, but we just don't know the right thing to do all the time, simply put. You know, I know this sounds kind of pie in the sky. Everyone's a good person, but it, whatever. But I honestly think this helps put things into perspective for me. Like when someone says something hurtful to you or is annoying you or rejected you or hurt you in some way, they're doing it out of those needs, those motivations, and it only hurts you because they're imperfect and they didn't do it the best way. They fucked up, not you. They did. And it wasn't personal necessarily. And honestly, that's how I try to look at things. And it's really refreshing for me. And when I do it, like it takes the edge off, for lack of a better term, takes the edge off. Like it makes things less personal and makes it a whole lot easier for me to be like, you know what? Okay. This isn't worth my energy. I am unavailable to let this get me down. That person, this scenario is imperfect. What they did, what they're doing is imperfect. That's on them. I'm not going to get caught up in this. Okay, I'm moving on. Okie dokie, moving on. And that's honestly all I wanted to say in this episode. It's not so much what I do in other episodes, giving you really specific things. I just wanted to plant this idea of okay in your head so that the next time you feel yourself about to give away your precious energy, the next time something happens that feels oh so personal and just so intentional to you, like it's going to mess up your life, the next time, you know, someone cuts you off or forgets something or is late or ghosts you or talks shit behind your back, I want you to take a moment of calm as best you can and consider if it's worth your energy. If it's worth your energy to try to change what happened or that person or whatever, I want you to consider if it's worth investing your energy. I think you'll discover that most of the time it's not. Most of the time it should be okie dokie and you point your valuable energy somewhere and as someone that is right for you. You make yourself unavailable to that bullshit. You keep that energy for yourself. You protect it. So that's it. I'll leave it right there. You know, I hope you find peace in knowing that you can and you absolutely should do your best to protect your energy. Find peace in knowing that you can draw a line in the sand and say, I am unavailable to give my energy away to imperfect people doing imperfect things, things that are not personal and have nothing to do with me or my self-worth. I think you should find peace in knowing that. And I think the more you recognize that and live that, I think you'll find yourself gravitating towards a response of, okay, when you would normally stress out or get annoyed or frustrated or have this innate desire to want to change someone or a scenario. And I think when you do that, you respond like that, you'll find yourself more calm and more centered and just frankly happier, because you're happy and fulfilled when you and you alone dictate where your energy goes, where your focus goes. You're happy and fulfilled when you make that decision because you want to. And I think that's a really important thing to recognize in life. You can make yourself unavailable to bullshit. You just have to make that decision. So I'll end it right there. If you're digging this podcast, if you're picking up what I'm putting down, I'd be grateful if you'd share the podcast, share it with a friend, brother, sister, boyfriend, girlfriend, coworker, whoever. I appreciate it. If you could take a couple minutes and write a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts, I would also really appreciate that. It goes a long way to helping the show grow. And of course, let me know what you're thinking. Shoot me a DM on Instagram @case.kenny. And until next episode, I'm out.